to rehearsal. Come to rehearsal.
Chapter 7 and verse 16. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 16. And the 16th verse reads as follows: And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for they will be a snare unto thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for they will be a snare unto thee. And we like to speak for a few moments around the theme, don't pity the snake. Amen. Don't pity the snake. All right. And he says, thou shalt consume, that means destroy, all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. Don't pity the snake. You know, in this world, I want what belongs to me. Don't mess with my money. Don't mess with my house. Don't mess with my job. Don't mess with my wife. Don't mess with my name. In this life, I don't want you messing with my blessings. Understand? Anybody get in between me, and what's mine, it's got to negotiate. Isn't that right? If I go into the bank, I don't want the longest line. I want the shortest line so I can get in there, get what's mine, and get out. And I don't want you jumping in ahead of me. If I have to wait in line, you wait in line. Don't mess with my blessings. That's right. I want my money's worth, then I'm going to count my change. Amen. See, now, and you know, and I know, that there is a war going on out there. Is dog eat dog. Amen. Big fish eats the little fish. And it's no cakewalk out there. Amen. Don't mess with my blessings. Then, when I was in the Army, they taught us, you know, that you don't hug your enemy. You try to hurt him. He is out to kill you. He wants you to die for your country. I want him to die for his country. You study how to destroy him. Amen. And once the battle begins, I don't want to be catching no fire from behind me. If you ain't going to help me, get away from me. I don't want to be around no traitors, spies. You know, I want to know which side you're on. And then get out of my way and don't draw no fire. See, now, I'll try to make it plain and you understand, I hope, by and by. See, but you keep buying into a system that's out to destroy. And some of us, you know, are taking pity on the snake. You in love with the system that's out to destroy. You get mad at the preacher if he tell you, watch out. And what's going on out there is eating you up. You in his lottery line? A lottery loser. You think they in business to bless you? If that many people was winning, they'd be out of business. So you won't come to prayer meeting, and God will bless you without stealing your money. So you sneak down that little window and give the man your baby money. You don't go home and go off because, you know, the money's not meeting the bills. Amen. Let me leave that alone. But, see, amen. And some of us bought into the system and sleeping on manholes. See, you're up against something. But what's peculiar is we love the system. We love our enemy to our own hurt. See, now God is in the blessing business. And see, this is what really gets the Lord upset. You go out there and waste yourself. You bare your chest to the system and get all beat up. Then come in on Sunday all wasted. And sit like God put something on. We sit here like God put a weight on you that you can't bear when you know that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Somebody, we just sang it a moment ago. Turn it over to Jesus. He'll work it out. Yes, sir. Now, God wants to profit you. That's how he gets his reputation. He didn't bring you this far to turn you over to the enemy. He wants to bless you to the point where you have to say something. You have to testify about his goodness. See, I'm here for the blessing. If God wasn't blessing or doing something, I wouldn't waste my time sitting up here in a three-piece suit trying to look dignified and don't have no blessing. It doesn't make sense. I'm not necessarily talking about money, because you can have a whole lot of money and not be blessed. But I'm going to get something. Amen. Say, I expect to do better. Not as well as you now, but I expect to do better. I'll never be as good as you. But I aim to be better this year than I was last year. Amen. I'm trusting the Lord to be the best little dog that I can be. You know, I can't be a cat. I can't be a cow. I just want to be what the Lord wants me to be. And I'm going to rejoice in what he wants me to be. I'm not going to look over the fence and try to be something I ain't. I'm just trying to help you out. See? Now, see, because you run into the problem of maybe falling in love with the wrapper and lose the substance. See, if I buy a candy bar, the wrapper comes along with it. But I don't buy candy wrappers. I want what's in there. And so when I come to the church, I thank you for the stained glass windows. Thank you for the carpets. Thank you for the pews. Thank you for the organ. Thank you, choir, for singing. But if I don't get blessed, that's what it's all about. Okay. See, amen. I go to the bank not to talk to the president so much, but to get my money. Amen. I go to the doctor to get my medicine and get out of there. If I go to the swimming pool, I expect to get wet. And when I come to the house of worship, I expect to get blessed. And I wrote down, I said, I come in here with attitude, let's get it on and get out of my way. We ought to be in a rush to get what God promised us. That's right, see. And you want to get all these preliminaries afterward so I can get my petition out and get what the Lord has for me. But what you have to understand is that there is opposition. See, you have what's known as the spirit of Antichrist. See, and if you don't understand the nature of the warfare you're in, you can get wasted. So don't pity the one who's keeping you from getting what God has for you. Don't try to grin through this stuff. You're supposed to be getting something. That woman could touch the hem of his garment and be healed of her disease. What's wrong with you? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now, if I don't get my healing, give me something. Give me some peace till the healing come. While on others thou art called, do not pass me by. The Phoenician woman said, look, just give me the crumbs. Give me the crumbs off the table. If I can't get to the table, God's table is so full that even the crumbs will fix you up. Oh, y'all don't hear me this one. If you could just see the Lord walking by you right now, you would grab him and say, Lord, wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Amen. I live on that possibility and the probability that he's going to do something for somebody. Someone in here is going to be blessed today. Y'all didn't hear that last week. But you better understand, he stands in the midst of the candlesticks, in the midst of the lampstand, with his loins girt. He's knocking on the door to see if anyone will let him in this morning. And if you let him in, he brings his stuff with him. You don't have to go home the same way. You down to your last nerve, he'll give you some nerves. He'll give you some peace. He'll supply your need. Amen. And if it takes a hallelujah to get his attention, hey, if I gotta wave my hand, amen. Now you can laugh at me, but I got my blessing. Amen. If you got yours going to sleep, I got mine standing up. Amen. Whatever it takes to get yours, you get yours. You know what I mean? Ain't no sense sitting around dumb. Do what they did, you get what they got. Amen. Now, there was a man who was walking down the road, and he saw a snake. Looked like the snake was dying. And he felt sorry for that snake. He took the snake home, fed him, fixed him up. They took the snake and put it to his bosom. And the snake bit it. And man was dying. He said, "Snake, why'd you bite me? After all I done for you, you bit me." Snake said, "What'd you think I was going to do?" It's my nature to bite. Don't pity the snake. He's out to hurt you. He doesn't like you. So as they were coming out of Egypt, out of bondage, where they had about 10 different gods they were worshiping in Egypt. The God of the Bible said, they had you under a hard taskmaster. They were working you to death in Egypt. You cried out for deliverance. God said, "I came down. I heard you cry. I come down to deliver you. Now, once I get you out of there, don't mix and mingle with the stuff that you were trying to get out of." God of the Bible said, "I want to bless you. I'm going to take care of you." Let me see what he said. We was looking at that thing here the other week. Let's say down here. Let me see if I can find it. Verse 13. "He will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, the fruit of thy land, thy corn, thy wine, thine oil, the increase of thine kind and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed," verse 14, "above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your cattle." God gonna bless you. But when it come time to worship him and to thank him, he does not want you clearing your throat and looking around to see who to give the credit to. See, he's a sponsor on this journey. And all he wants from us basically is worship, praise, and thanksgiving. See? He does not want his people to take his blessings back to some place where they'll be confused as to who the blesser is. See? And this morning, some of us are a little confused about how we got to where we are. And the more the Lord bless you, see, the more you want to run back to some stuff that he's trying to get you out of. See, Egypt was a type of the world. Amen. Now, God has delivered you, brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He wants to bring you into a new life. But we are pulling against it. And we're still bringing into the house stuff that was causing you problems before you met the Lord. And every time you try to get rid of that demon, he makes you feel sorry for him. He say he love you. It ain't working. You his number one. He ain't bought you a hot dog. Everywhere you go, you have to pay the way. He ain't made no plans for engagement, marriage. You not even in his future. But he do a whole lot of talking. And every time you get ready to straighten him out, he make you feel sorry for him. Next year, baby, I'll do better. And you just keep pitying the snake. And as soon as somebody else come by, he abandoned ship and leave you there crying, wondering why I left me. Amen. Well, you helped the snake out. You got him well, but that didn't change his snake nature. Don't pity the snake. Now, notice this, verse 15. We read it last week. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. See, if you walk sanctified and do what the Lord say do, you ain't gonna worry about no AIDS epidemic. The Bible says flee fornication. It never says sit there and see what's gonna happen. It's in the book of 1 Corinthians. You're supposed to honor your vessel. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're not to defile that temple. If it's a sister, she don't have no business, have no relation with no boy without commitment that includes marriage. And you ain't no shoe to be tried on. Suppose you don't fit. Now, I want to make it plain. See, because God told you in 1 Corinthians 7 to avoid fornication, because this is the sin that will destroy the community. It's almost too late to talk about it. That's why he said to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, let every woman have her own husband, to avoid it. Because this is the one sin in the Bible that's self-destruct. But it's almost too late to talk about it now. Epidemics are out there and it's all on your soap operas. And even church folks think that if you say something about it, you know, you fogey, out of date. But there's some stuff out here waiting for you. It's a whole lot of these young children that have AIDS don't realize they have it. Oh, anyway, now, see, then he says, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for they will be a snare unto you, unto thee. And I'm going to get out your way. See, some of y'all thought that what I did in the corner. See, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Nobody knows about it. You mean no one human knows about it? Say amen. See, but you know, you didn't get it cleared up. Then you come and meet the man of your dream. He is everything you ever wanted in a man. Brother Perfect. Just when it looks like wedding bells gonna ring, got your list made up. One of your best friends gonna go and tell him about that little affair you had. All of a sudden that temperature, that love just dropped from 105. The stuff that you laughing at God about, God ain't forgot. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. You're not going to laugh at God. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. He doesn't even it up when you think. He waits till you think. You got no, see that word snare. He'll catch you just when you think you're clear. Some of us right now are battling things in our marriage that happened years ago that you didn't clear up, that subconsciously is making it difficult for you and your husband to get along. If you're going God's way, he would have cleared it up. But you thought because it wasn't mentioned that it would suddenly go away, but it's still sitting at the dinner table with you. Until you get right with God, that thing will eat you up. All right. Now, there are Canaanites over there. And it sounds so cruel that God would say, kill them all. But Israel was to be the instrument of God's judgment. He gave the Canaanites 430 years to get right. And they had not repented, so now God was going to judge the land of Canaan. And the Israelites were to kill them all up. He said that's cruel, but the Canaanites, they were getting rid of their babies. They were into Old Testament form of abortion. Change the term, same stuff. And God just sat back there watching them, hoping, sending people to check, but they wouldn't change. So now it's time to straighten it out. If I hadn't read my Bible, if I didn't read my Bible, I would think the floods in Mississippi and the heat on the East Coast was just coincidental. But because I read my Bible, there's a correlation between our relationship with God. He just told you that if you do what he say do, I'll bless your crops. I'll bless your wine. I'll bless your cattle. I'll bless your children. Because you're in right relationship. You mess with him, he'll cut off the cord. He's not going to give his glory to someone that doesn't belong to him. So he's not going to bless you and see you give the glory that belongs to him to some other God. Amen. See, you don't want to come and make no noise for God, but you make a noise for Michael Jordan. And God said, I'm the one that blessed you, kept you, and I have to sit back and watch you go to sleep on Sunday, but come alive on that baseball game. Ooh, you wake up when the man says, come on down, and you run for the appliances. You'll run for a toaster. You'll run for a living room set. But ain't never cut a holy dance. And as soon as I finish, I'm going to get out your way. Amen. So, we fellowship with God. We want to be blessed. And we know that He's able. But you can't pity the snake. And I'm not calling you a snake, because I don't know no snakes, except for Satan, you know, except for Lucifer. But you got to have that attitude. I want to get my blessing. And anything that stands between me and what God has for me has got to go. See, he told you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. See? And anybody that gets in between you and the Lord, see, is going to cause you a problem. I don't care who it is. You can't put your children in it. You really can't even put your husband or your wife. Job was suffering. His wife came and said, "Man, why don't you curse God and die?" He said, "Woman, you foolish. That's how close this thing comes. Don't think that somebody keeping you from the word of God and keeping you from the church is your friend." God is my source. He's my strength. You understand? You cut me off from Him, I'm in trouble. I wouldn't last a day without Him. Amen. Some of y'all can go from week to week. No prayer, no Bible, no nothing. I can't do that. I'm addicted to His blessing. I'm a blessings junkie. I got to have Him in my life. I got to feel His touch in the morning. I got to be filled. I need the assurance of His word. I need a blessing from Him. If you don't need Him, that's on you. I'm talking for me. But anybody that comes between me and my blesser is not my buddy. And in my time with the Lord, I found out a whole lot of folks that you thought were your friend, but not your friend. I really don't care that much what you think about me, but it's the word of God that's going to get us together. It's the word of God that's going to be here to help us be what we need to be. But if we don't hear God's word and don't yield to His spirit, we have no basis for friendship. There's a battle going on. Light versus dark. Right versus wrong. God versus Satan. Flesh versus the spirit. Young against the old. Old against the new. Life versus death. North versus south. East versus west. Everywhere you look is a conflict. There is a war going on. And Moses instructs us today of the attitude you have to have if you're going to make it. If you ain't for me, get out my way. If you're not for me, you're against me. And I don't have time to develop a relationship that's not beneficial to us both. See, beware of folks who are draining you. You trying to drag them, trying to get them to see the things of God. And they just don't see because they ain't interested. They're not spiritual. Cut them off. If you're not going, don't hinder me. I'm not here to look at you at the given time. I'm going for myself. I'm not here to look at fashions. Amen. Not to see which clique is running who and where the power plays are. I came to see Jesus. And as soon as I'm clear on what he's going to do today, I'm going for myself. As soon as the man finished dealing with the text, if the text say he's a healer, that's all I want to know. I'm going to call on him for my healing. Amen. I'm going to forget about my friend. Some of us sitting on the wrong pew. Everybody's dead but you. When your time comes, you better stand up on them promises. Isn't that right? Because what you get at the store is what you have to take home with you. If you don't get nothing, you ain't got nothing. But get what you can while you're here. Amen. Maybe I don't need bread. You understand what I'm saying? But you need bread. Don't you go to the store for me. You go for what you need. If it's a healing is what you need, call for a healing. If it's a touch, if it's a filling, whatever you need, call for yourself. Forget these other folks. Go for it. Don't pity the snake. The devil was not out to bless Adam and Eve. He was there to rob them of their relationship with the Lord, thus cutting them off from their blessings. He deceived them. Old snake came down there and spoke to Eve. Mom, I shouldn't be talking to a snake in the first place. Bad enough if he's just a plain snake, but if he talks. Isn't that right? She listened to him and he began to question. He began to question God. He asked Eve questions about God, God's holiness, his goodness, and his truth. And she stumbled over the word. And in her stumbling, she was deceived and ended up pitying that snake. And in feeling sorry for him, she lost her blessing. Then what the devil was to Eve, she became to her husband. And when he came home from work, she had a salad waiting for him. And when he got finished eating, he had to face God for the decision. Am I right about it? And God put a judgment on them all. But that same devil is coming through here. And some of us are still pitying the snake. Can you imagine something that could get in a mother after she done carried that baby and gone through all that, that she want to kill her own child? How can you feel sorry for something that's going to cause a mother to kill his own baby? How can you feel sorry for something that get in a father who walk away and desert his family? How can you be so tolerant of the dope dealer who could be selling the stuff to your child right now? How could you sit back and go to sleep when men are lovers of pleasure more than they're lovers of God? And he gets all revved up on what he sees on TV. And he can't get that younger woman with all them splits and stuff in her skirt, but he can get that senior saint. And you think he's so cute. Too cute to come to Sunday school. Too cute to give him the word of God. cute to correct it, and you turn an animal loose. To you, he's a little Johnny who wouldn't do a thing wrong. Talk to the teacher. Come up there one day when he ain't expecting you to come up. How can you love? How can you have pity? How can you be so in love with these fathers attacking their own daughter? You know it's something going on, y'all, that can get into people to turn on their own family. And the Bible tells us this comes about through worship of the wrong God. Immorality follows idolatry. Your lifestyle follows the gods you worship. You can sit up here and say, I love Jehovah God. I love the Lord with all my heart. Mouth service is not enough. How you live tells us which God you serve. The schools put him out. We put God out of our school. Now you got condoms in there. And more guns than they can find. AIDS is on the menu. And astrology in their heart. No wonder they're not learning anything. You got to find somebody that can replace the Lord. And nobody can do that. We put guns in the hands of children that don't know right from wrong. And they've looked at television until they're insensitive. They shoot you just as quick as look at you. They don't care how you look or who you are. They just blow you away. Then you get them in the courtroom and say, why'd you shoot him? Well, he shouldn't have been there. If he'd have given me his wallet quicker, I wouldn't have shot him. There's something that got in that child that took over his mind to make him do what he does. Y'all don't hear me this morning. We raised them in a valueless society. No idea right from wrong. And I just want to say this, and off time it starts at the church. We say one thing in here and something else out there. We live one thing in here. Got your daughter wanting to play football. Got your son wanting to wear a dress. Something out there. But a brother, he ain't cute. You think he all that and walk away with your husband. It's a battle going on. To be what the Lord wants you to be. And I come to tell you that there's oppression, obsession. This enemy we're talking about will cause you to worry when there's nothing to worry about. Cause you to be fretful when you ought to be content. Get you into a vain imagination. The point where you take your life savings down to Atlantic City and waste it on a number. And they said gambling would help the aged and the senior saints. Go to Atlantic City and see if you can find it. See if the money got where they thought it was going to get. There's a demon out there, y'all. We are in a warfare. There's something out there that's after your children, after your soul, if he can get it. If he can't get your soul, he wants to get you wrapped up, tied up into something that will take away your effectiveness. You can't sit around a church and think nothing is happening. And you don't want to talk back. I'm going to get out your way. But them pigs was walking around, slopping around when the demoniacs were met by the Lord Jesus. You remember that? And they said, why torment us
before our time, because he was going to kick them out. See, wherever the Lord comes, he kicks out anything that ain't like it. He's a demon chaser. The devil can't hang with it. Amen. And them demons, if you're going to put us out, see, put us in them pigs over there. So the Lord put him out and put him in the pig. And the pigs ran off the cliff and jumped into the sea. Amen. See, you don't want to be in the wrong place. We're going to say a few things and get out your way. But some demon's going to be looking for a home in a few minutes. Some folks came in with demon oppression and devils all over. Some of us got demons sitting in our lap and standing on our nose. But there's a name that you can call. Amen. There is a name that is above every name. And at his name, something's got to move. Some of us are used to our demons. Amen. When you get scared, you pop a pill. Amen. When you get trouble, you call somebody on the phone. They can't help you. You need to call the right one. Amen. But when these things start moving, you better be right with God. You don't want to be like those pigs. Pick up something in here you didn't come in here with. Some of us have sleep. This is not the place to go to sleep. Because when we lift his name up, God gonna move in. He gonna bind the strong man. He's gonna be looking for a home. Just like Bo Weevil, looking for a home. And if your heart's not filled, if you're not covered in the blood, you can pick up something in here. You better get on your feet. You better lift up your hand. You better call on the name. You better know who you are. You better know who he is. Say yeah. Amen. Amen. Don't pity that snake. Get rid of him. Get rid of that snake. The disciples came back. Jesus sent 70 out. They came back. They said, even the devils are subject to your name. Hey, he don't send you out without some power. He's got the power to defeat your enemy. You've been backing up long enough. You need some footwork. Kick him out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He belongs under defeat. Don't let him run through your house. Don't let him run through your home. Don't let him get you all upset. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. What you so scared of? What you so scared of? Perfect love. Cast out. Amen. If the bill gonna come, let it come. Worry ain't gonna pay it. Y'all didn't hear me. If the bill is coming, let it come. Worry ain't gonna pay it. but just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The word is powerful and sharp, quick, cutting, sword of the spirit. Pick up your weapon. Cut that snake off. Cut him up. Cut him out. Don't pity him. And that snake is whatever sin that's in your life that does so easily beset you. Whatever it is, whatever the habit, whatever the hang up is that's keeping you from running for Jesus, get rid of it. Put on the whole armor of God. Submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he'll flee. Amen. Amen. Don't pity him. He's a home wrecker. He's a thief of the first magnitude. He's a usurper, a pretender to the throne. He's a gang leader. He's the enemy. He's a highway robber. He's the sponsor of the loyal opposition. He's the spirit of abandonment. He's the head of the entertainment committee for the hellbound. He's the orchestrator of a blue Monday. He's the counterfeit. He's the spirit of compromise. He's a chief spoiler. He's the jewel of corruption. He's the source of anxiety. He turns my house, my home, into a house of hate. He's the God of the dope addict. He lives to lie. He abides in darkness. That devil is a slick slickster. He's a murmuring murmur. He's the spirit of debate. He's a henchman of the hellbound. He's the enemy of the fellowship. He's the author of the family fight. He's a perpetrator. He's an agitator. He's the spirit of dissatisfaction. He's a midnight rambler. He's a magician. He's a shyster. He's a cunning con man. But he's a fallen star. And I don't care what he's able to do or who he is. I know somebody. His name is Jesus. Yeah, I got a name that's above every name. His name is Jesus. He was manifest to put a stop to the works of the devil. John said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He didn't come to hug no devil. He came to kick him out, put him out of town. And if you got his spirit down on the inside, come on up fighting. Put on the whole armor. Look to the hill from whence cometh your help. Yeah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, that's my comfort. He won't leave me alone, but he'll fight my battle. He'll make a way out of nowhere. Ain't he able? Ain't he all right? Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Hang in there. And don't hang up. But keep in touch. Got a telephone in my bosom. I can call him up at the midnight hour. Say yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm going through. I'm going through. No matter what, no matter who. Devil, get out my way. Hey, hey, I got a spirit. I don't care. It came to pass. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy is coming in the morning. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Hey, 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 tell Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha, don't you moan. Pharaoh, Pharaoh's, Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Hey! Don't pity the snake, but in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the resurrected Savior, we claim the victory over every demon, every force from the pit. Come out, get out, be thou bound to the pit. In the name of Jesus, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Get everything out of your life that will hinder you in your growth and your knowledge and experience with the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter said, we left everybody to follow you. Lord said, you didn't leave mother, father, son, or daughter. That you won't find mother, father, son, and daughter in this life. And more in the life to come. Give your life to Jesus. He satisfies. Give your life to Jesus. He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. You'll never be put to shame for trusting him. You'll never have to regret the day that you gave your life to him. We recommend him this morning. Don't pity the snake. He's out to block you. And right now, the Lord is calling. Calling you to himself. You need to take a step of faith this morning. And trust him for deliverance. Don't feel sorry for that thing that's kept you out there. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Said, I'll be a father to you. I'll be a mother to you. I'll never leave you alone. I'll supply your needs according to my riches in glory. As we stand this morning, as the choir sings, We invite you to come. Invite you to come. You're in a warfare, and the battle is for your soul. If you're here this morning, there's only one person I know that can keep you in spite of the situation. His name is Jesus. And we invite you to come right now. You have to leave your seat and make your way to the front of the sanctuary. We're waiting for you. Won't you come? Is there another? Won't you come?